Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact. We're located in the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. On today's program, my co-host John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact and a very smart guy, he and I are going to talk to you about new programs, events, and seminars at Cape Light Compact that will roll out over the next few months in 2010. From the approved three-year energy efficiency plan and how it benefits you, to new developments in our award-winning education program in schools, to exciting free events and seminars where you can actively participate and learn about energy efficiency measures that will save you or your clients energy and money. John, I want to start off with you. I want to talk about the three-year energy efficiency plan that was just approved by the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities, or the DPU, on January 29th of 2010. So it just happened. And can you just give me a general overview of why this plan was created and what it's supposed to accomplish?
I will, but not until I've addressed the smart guy comment. There's more than a few people that would give you an argument there. But at any rate, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Lovely introduction. That was quite nice. For the first time since I've been working for the Cape Light Compact, which has been quite a few years now, we've gone to three-year planning rather than one-year planning, which actually is going to serve us well in the long term. We're now able to look out further to try to determine where it is we're going with our energy requirements in the state. And so I'm very excited about it. I'm delighted that the public utilities did approve the plan in January 29th of this year. And look forward to how that's going to impact us all. Some of if you recall, and let's back up a little bit, pretend somebody is just tuning into this program for the first time. Mm-hmm. The Cape Light Compact is substantially interested, or at least part of the Cape Light Compact is substantially interested in the efficient use of energy. That's one of our main charges.
Along with we supply
electricity to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, and we also advocate on behalf of the consumers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. But for the purposes of today's program, we're talking about energy efficiency, and suffice it to say that is one of the main reasons for Cape Light Compact's existence. So this three-year plan had a tremendous impact on not only us, but the rest of the state, and certainly on the consumers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. What it does is it allows us to shift gears. We are now charged with, through the so-called Green Communities Act, and we've had programs on that in the past also, all new demand for energy, specifically electricity, but all new demand is first to be met by energy efficiency. And the way that is done is you can choose to spend a dollar on burning fuel, which you can convert to electricity and then send it down to your appliances, to your electric meter. Or you can choose to spend the same dollar on reducing the amount of energy that appliances and machinery and air conditioning and that type of thing consumes. A dollar spent on energy efficiency is worth about $3 spent on supplies.
So it's significant.
It is very significant. And as energy gets more expensive and as we become more and more conscious of the ramifications of its use, there is more of an emphasis on energy efficiency. And I just may point out, I'm sure virtually everybody that's taking the time to listen to this program today also listened to the State of the Union address, because it's that type of person that's very, very engaged in what's going on, that one of the highlights of the State of the Union address was energy efficiency and the direction that our country intends to take being more efficient with its energy. And you know, Massachusetts has really been in the lead.
I know.
And we're going to continue to stay there.
Can we just step back? Because mm-hmm. you mentioned the State of the Union address. I would like for you to tell folks the difference between what an energy efficiency measure is versus renewable energy.
Okay. Renewable energy is energy supply. And in a nutshell, what happens with renewable energy is free fuel, whether that be...
Where does it come from?
Well, sometimes it comes from the sun, or actually it all originates from the sun, but I don't mm-hmm. want to back up too much. We have, for renewables, we have solar mm-hmm. energy, we have wind energy, we have hydro energy, mm-hmm. water-based energy, and we have biomass energy, which is wood... that type of thing, mm-hmm. Other kinds of fuels that are in themselves renewable. But when we're talking about electricity, we're talking about the conversion of a fuel into a finished product, and that mm-hmm. finished product is electricity. When we talk about renewable energy, typically we're talking about either solar electric, solar mm-hmm. panels, solar hot water, mm-hmm. or wind. Those are the three major ones.
Here on Cape Cod
people are talking about renewable energy, those are typically the ones they're talking about. Whereas energy efficiency is, we've talked about it for so long on this program, mm-hmm. things like using compact fluorescent light bulbs,
right.
where you have an incandescent light bulb that may use 100 kilowatts of electricity, 100 watts of electricity. My God, 100 watts of electricity versus a similar compact fluorescent bulb, which would use 25 watts, but give off the same amount of light.
Right.
And I've gone through the explanation before. Mm-hmm. When you light an incandescent bulb, you give off a component of light, mm-hmm. but you give off a really big component of heat. And what some of the newer technology of bulbs, whether it be compact fluorescent or whether it were the new LED or light-emitting diode bulbs, give off much larger component of light and a lower component of electricity.
And heat.
And heat.
All right. And, I think part of what the president was talking about, too, we've heard a lot about the Cash for Caulkers mm-hmm. program.
Right.
And, you know, maybe explain that a little bit, too, because it's a lot of what Cape Light Compact has already been doing.
It is. Again, if we go back to that dollar spent on energy, mm-hmm. We can spend that dollar on something that we're going to burn, mm-hmm. which will, once it's gone, it's gone. Or we can spend that same dollar on labor, mm-hmm. hiring people to, and in the case of caulking is a matter of just that sealing buildings up.
Mm-hmm.
Usually talk about caulking your windows, mm-hmm. around a window to prevent air infiltration and energy loss that way. So we can spend our money through having people improve their habitat through caulking.
And creating jobs as well.
And we create jobs in the process. And so when you create the jobs, you haven't sent a dollar over to the Middle East. You've sent the dollar into somebody's pocket, and they in turn spend it somewhere else. And that's what
Hopefully it's local.
And that's what actually stimulates economic activity.
Right. Well, speaking of economic activity, probably a question that a lot of people have are, okay, this sounds fantastic, but where is the money actually coming from?
It comes from a number of sources. Mm-hmm. The money that the Cape Light Compact gets for their to run their programs, a substantial portion of it comes from a component of your electric bill. If you take a look at your electric bill, you'll see a charge on there for conservation.
Energy conservation charge.
Energy conservation charge. So that's where some of it comes from.
And it's usually, what, about $1 to $2 on your electric bill monthly on average?
On a typical bill, yes. So everybody pays in, and therefore everybody is entitled to participate in these programs. And anyone listening to this program that pays an electric bill has been paying into the fund and should be taking advantage of these kinds of programs.
But that possibly couldn't pay for everything.
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And you may have be familiar with the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The acronym is REGI.
REGI.
also sometimes referred to as a regional cap and trade program. And that comes from businesses that generate greenhouse gas have got to pay for that to do that, and that money then goes into the funds also. There's other sources of funds. As a matter of fact, the Cape Light Compact recently got a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to perform energy audits on agricultural and rural small businesses.
That's going to be our next show.
We are, yes. Once we get that program fully implemented, we are going to come back on here and talk about that.
Well, what's really nice about something like that, and John, kudos to you for securing that grant, but it's that kind of funding that Cape Light Compact was actually singled out as really the only I can't call us a utility because we're absolutely not. We're the only entity in the state that was singled out in the plan that identified two outside funding sources that is actually going to reduce ratepayer contribution to the Energy Efficiency Fund program.
Exactly. Instead of going back to the ratepayers for these enhanced programs, we are looking for other sources, and that was one of them.
Yeah. So, we're again, actively out there, and as part of our consumer advocacy on your behalf, we're going to try and keep these charges reduced and away from you so you don't have to pay more to participate in these programs. I know this is a statewide plan. It's, people talk in, we're saving 2,600 gigawatt hours of electricity. Well, what does that mean? typically.
Gigawatts are very, very big numbers.
Okay.
Okay. We buy electricity in kilowatt hours, 1,000 watt hours. A typical electric light bulb is a 60 watt light bulb. So you do the math, and I'm not going to be able to do it that quickly in my head, but if you do the math, you'll determine how many light bulbs you'd have to light in order to consume.
John.
Well, let's let's use 100 watt bulbs. Well, not many people use 100 watt bulbs. They're awfully bright, but 1,000 watt bulbs burning for 1 hour is 1 kilowatt hour of electricity. And so when we talk about gigawatts, it is thousands of millions of watts.
That's big.
It's a big number. Yes, it's a big number, and it is mind-boggling. But everybody can do their own part by making their own electricity consumption as small as possible. And it really isn't that hard to do.
No, it really isn't that hard to do. And actually, and we're going to probably get into this a little bit later in the program, but very recently there was a news item on Fox 25, which aired, about Cape Light Compact Smart Home Energy Monitoring Program. Mm-hmm. And we're running a pilot, again, right now, that offers 100 people, 75 on Cape Cod, 25 on Martha's Vineyard. I know we've had the guys here on the show talking about it. And the pilot has been going exceptionally well because it's really given people the ability to see what their energy use is on a minute-by-minute basis and give them tips to be able to lower their energy usage.
Right. If you're part of this pilot program, you can turn your computer on. Mm-hmm. You can go to the website that has this program on it, and you can see in real time what your
residents... That's right, John. You're actually participating,
aren't
you?
That's
right.
And you can go and see exactly what your residents is demanding at any point in time. Mm-hmm. You can look back historically. and see what it demanded last week, for instance. You can see the peaks. You can see what time you got up in the morning.
You can see what time you turned on the coffee machine,
you can see, exactly.
Yeah.
You can, the hair dryer. Yeah. It all will show up on this graph.
Right.
And our usage isn't flat. It's a series of spikes. We'll turn a coffee maker on for, mm-hmm. 15 minutes. And so we'll see that spike of the coffee maker going on. Or we'll cook something on an electric stove. Or we'll put a load of wash in the dryer,
mm-hmm.
Which I actually wish people wouldn't do quite as often. They
yeah.
should string clotheslines. A really good application of solar energy is clotheslines.
That's very, very true.
And it works.
But again, what we've been seeing is when people are actually aware and have control
yes.
over the their electricity use, they're much more conscious about how they're using the electricity, and they want to make changes in their behavior. And it people have seen some pretty astounding savings from
yes.
this pilot. So, and hopefully, we're going to be able to continue offering this kind of service to our customers here on Cape Light Compact.
Yes, because once people get engaged, it becomes almost fun.
It is fun.
You try to figure out where the electricity is being used, where it really doesn't need to be used, and you can interact and reduce it and actually see it very quickly. See the results of your action, rather than having to wait for the bill at the end of the month, looking at
true.
The bill and then saying, I wonder why my bill went up or down the way it did. And this you can do it almost instantaneously.
Well, that's good. Well, I'd like to take a little break here to let you know that you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. And I'm speaking today with John Burns from Cape Light Compact, and I'm Amy Vohl from Cape Light Compact. And we're reviewing new programs, seminars, events, and other really terrific programs that are coming up at Cape Light Compact in 2010. So I guess the next thing I want to kind of go over is a little bit more specifically, what in this three-year plan is available to you?
Well, as you're aware, I'm primarily interested in the commercial and industrial
right.
area. That's where.
And believe me, John, I'm leaving that all to you because I know you know what's in that plan.
By far, the most significant thing that the Cape Light Compact is going to be able to do mm-hmm. under this three-year plan is expand our offering into what we call an all-fuels offering.
And what does that mean?
Well, in the past, we were pretty much restricted to justifying projects based on the amount of electricity it saved. Under the new plan, and the Cape Light Compact was the only entity that was permitted to do this, although I do believe that the state really wants to expand it into the entire state. They're certainly going to be keeping their eye on us. We are now allowed to go in, do an energy audit, and rather than just make recommendations on what someone might do with their commercial facility, we now can say, not only are we recommending, for instance, that you improve your insulation, improve your air sealing capabilities, upgrading heating equipment, upgrading
pumps,
cooling equipment,
yeah.
that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We now can offer very strong incentives for them to do that.
Okay. So define an incentive for us.
Well, for instance, on a small business, we haven't got all of the incentives in place for our all fuels offerings. But let me use electricity as an example how we've operated in the past and will be expanding in the future. If we were to go in and make recommendations on energy efficiency, you would know how much you would be projected to save based on your current way you
like
were operating your facility.
A baseline yeah. usage. Okay.
Right. And then we would then offer 80% of the cost of the upgrade. So if you had if your commercial facility needed $10,000 worth of upgrades,
mm-hmm.
80% of it would be paid for. $8,000 of it would be paid for by the Cape Light Compact.
And
However,
is that an increase from the past?
It's not. It's
okay.
not an increase from the past. What's increased is what is expanded, actually, is that Before, we were only able to offer it for what we could save in the way of electricity. Now, what we can save in the way of oil, propane, and we're now partnering with natural gas programs. It'll all be delivered, and it will be a total energy savings rather than just an electricity savings.
That's fairly significant.
We're very excited about it. And as I say, the Cape Light Compact is the only service area that was permitted to do this.
Wow.
And I'm sure the state is going to be very interested in how we make out with it.
Now, is there a cap, a monetary cap on these programs?
Probably for the purpose of this listening audience, mm-hmm. the answer is probably no. There is a cap. It's $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody, it's rare that anybody gets to that level.
Right.
A typical upgrade is going to be in the $10,000 range. So
mm-hmm.
So the caps really don't come into play for, certainly not for the small business community.
Now, what about the towns, the municipalities? How about that program? Are you still offering?
We are. And in the case of the municipalities, municipalities is where the cap does come into play often,
okay.
because typically their facilities tend to be a lot bigger than, say, a retail shop or
mm-hmm.
something along those lines. So we'll have a school or a town hall or something like a library, something along those lines. We now, through our expanded program, will now be able to come in, make recommendations on measures, and implement the measures, and it won't cost the town anything. So
that's great.
So, but the key is cost effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't go in and do projects just because you might want them done.
Right.
We go in, we do an audit, we do an analysis of the energy that we can save as a result of implementing these programs, and we scrutinize them pretty closely,
mm-hmm.
and then we make a decision to go forward with the project. And we're looking.
And this project has
energy.
To be approved.
Yes,
correct.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so
sure.
It's not yeah. just a matter of, even if it isn't an energy efficient upgrade or what seems like
right.
a good energy efficient upgrade, it has to have proven energy efficiency savings.
Exactly. Yeah, but
right.
And I encourage people to call us. Call
mm-hmm.
our 800 number. It's 800-797-6699. And we'll be repeating that again. But give us a call if you think you've got a project. If you think you've got a project that merits are looking at it from an energy saving standpoint, by all means, give us a call.
And especially small businesses. Now,
mm-hmm.
John, can you address something that, I've heard out in the small business community here on the Cape, and I don't know if you can address this. I'm throwing you something.
Well,
I'm going to
see
what we come up
all
with
right.
here. But I think some people are concerned because they might not own the buildings
mm-hmm.
that they're in. How does that work?
It works in a couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
In the first place, we need to know who is paying the electric bill.
Okay.
If you are paying the electric bill, you're entitled to the
service. Or the
tenant.
If the tenant is paying the electric bill,
they're entitled to the service. And if they have a lease on the building so that they are entitled to make what's called leasehold improvements on the building,
right.
then they can engage us to do that. If not, we have to involve the landlord. The landlord, if the landlord's paying the energy bill, then it's the landlord that has to make the... But under any circumstances, whether you're paying the bill or not, you should get in touch with us, and we can start to work it out with who it is that has to give us the authorization to.
So we're here to give you some guidance and help to actually get
exactly.
this stuff implemented.
There's no cost for the energy audits. So to have an auditor come out there, look at the facility, determine what it is that should be done to upgrade the facility. From an energy standpoint, there's no cost involved with that, so there's usually no problem associated with that. When it comes time to make the improvements, then we have to make a determination as to who can authorize the improvements to be made and who is responsible for the 20% copay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really good to know. How about any, I know Cape Light Compact has been incredibly innovative in the pilot programs that they offer. Is there anything in the new plan on the commercial and industrial side in terms of pilots that people can look forward to keeping their eye out for?
No, we didn't put any pilots in. Mm-hmm. The big enchilada for us was this was all fuels because mm-hmm. because we're not going to pilot it. I mean, perhaps the state might look at it as okay if it works with the Cape Light Compact, it's going to be imposed in the other areas. I mean, so
maybe in that respect.
In that respect, so you might consider that to be a pilot, but it's not. The pilot, just the difference between what we're doing and what a pilot is. A pilot is you try something out, mm-hmm. you see whether it's effective or not. If it's effective, then you offer it it no longer is a pilot, and mm-hmm. it becomes a service.
Sure.
We already know that thermal measures, especially insulation, air sealings, pretty fundamental stuff. It was just a matter of are we going to be allowed to do it or not.
Right.
And so perhaps we're acting as a de facto pilot for the rest of the state, but it's technically not a pilot what we're doing.
Well, I can tell you on the residential side, there are a few pilots right. within the plan that we're going to be looking into in the coming year. So I would encourage everybody to keep their eye out on our website, which is www.capelightcompact.org, for information and updates about these pilots, or we'd like to encourage you to sign up for, definitely sign up for our newsletter so you can get information about that. We're going to have a deep energy retrofit, which is designed to provide 50% or higher energy reduction compared to baseline usage. Again, we already talked about the smart home energy monitoring, and there's something called a residential heat pump water heater pilot. And this technology uses electricity to move heat from one place to another instead of generating heat directly. And it can save between 2 to 3 times more. These pumps can be 2 to 3 times more efficient than electric resistance water heaters.
Right.
Which is, this is really exciting stuff.
It is exciting, and just a bit of an explanation on that.
Yeah, please.
The electric heat pump water heaters can serve a dual function. They can remove heat from when you're, say, air conditioning, and you mm-hmm. need to remove heat from a room. What happens to that heat? In the past, it was just thrown outside.
Right.
So if it was 100 degrees outside, you make it 100 and a little bit more.
Right.
Now you're going to be putting it into a water tank.
Wow.
So that heat that you took out of the room mm-hmm. goes into a water tank, and then you use it to take a shower with.
Oh, my God. So well, that's pretty exciting.
It is.
Some other things I'd like to mention really quickly are energy education. We have a Cape and Vineyard Energy and Sustainability High School Film Festival coming up. It's available to all high school students. You could submit your film, get more information on our website. Entries are due by March 12th, and the actual event is going to be on Friday, March 26th. And we actually have, Saturday, April 3rd, we're going to be at the Lower Cape Expo. And
that's at the Sheraton.
It's right? in the Sheraton,
Eastern,
yeah. And on Saturday and Sunday, May 1st and 2nd, we're teaming up or partnering with Cape Cod Life for their Seaside Living Expo. We're going to have a big blowout there. It's going to be fantastic. At the Hyannis Youth and Community Center, we're going to have a big energy efficiency zone, seminars, and a place for you to turn in your dehumidifiers and AC wall units and get some rebates. So that's going to be really exciting. Well, you know what? We've come to the end of our program already. So much I didn't get to. But listen, all our events and seminars are going to be updated on the Cape Light Compact website or call 1-800-797-6699 for more information. You have been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to add to future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or again, call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. And please visit our website and sign up for our updates at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my illustrious co-host, John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. And by the way, apparently he's really good at karaoke, so you should look for him on the venue and go watch him sing. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done for us today. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.